Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Pfizer is reportedly joining 12 other drug makers in limiting 340B discounts to hospitals contracting with pharmacies to distribute medications. Today, we're replaying an episode of GIST Healthcare Daily about the saga between pharmaceutical companies and hospitals over these discounts. It's Monday, February 7th, and I'm Alex Olgan with GIST Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in under 10 minutes. If you like the podcast, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show.
Specialty drugs, expensive medications to treat complex diseases like cancer, rheumatoid arthritis, or multiple sclerosis make up about half of the country's drug spend. While some of the biggest specialty pharmacies are owned by the giants like CVS Health, Cigna, United Health, and Walgreens, hospitals have been following the money and increasingly getting into the specialty pharmacy business. Now, about a quarter of hospitals have their own specialty pharmacies. That's up from 9% in 2015. One of those is Bay State Health in Springfield, Massachusetts. The five hospital system started its specialty pharmacy about 8 years ago. Here's Bay State's chief pharmacy officer, Gary Kerr.
We filled our first prescriptions in the spring of 2014. Started out primarily at the cancer center with two embedded pharmacy liaisons. And as we talk today, we're probably, we have 18 to 20 liaisons today working, you know, across our footprint. So that gives you a gauge on the scope of the program. But we've probably got 10 to 15 different disease states and practices. We're in adult as well as pediatric endocrine, which includes the diabetes population. It includes the growth hormone kids. Neurology is quite large with the multiple sclerosis population. We do infectious disease. We're dealing with HIV, hepatitis C. The hottest one right now for us is probably diabetes. You know, adult and kids and the wraparound services, the durable medical equipment, you know, meaning strips and supplies that, you know, typically are not, they're not routinely and widely available.
Kerr is also the president of the health system-owned Specialty Pharmacy Alliance, a group that advocates for issues for these pharmacies. And there are twin threats hospital-owned specialty pharmacies are facing, one from a change in payment policy and the other by drug makers, but both have to do with the discounted prices that hospitals are buying the drugs at. Many hospitals, including Bay State, that treat a certain amount of low-income or uninsured patients are part of a federal program called 340B, which allows them to buy outpatient drugs at discounts of between 20 and 50%, but they still get reimbursed at standard network rates by Medicare and other payers. The discounts are intended to help hospitals overcome the losses they incur in providing uncompensated care, but apply to drugs for all patients, regardless of income and insurance status. Clinics that treat hemophilia patients and HIV patients say that with the 340B funding, they're able to improve medication adherence and fund some social services. Kerr says Bay State's specialty pharmacy provides some similar services.
It's all about micromanaging kind of in a white glove service manner each patient. I mean, the stories that we get relayed back to us are so dramatic with, you know, people on 10 or 15 meds, they've got four diseases, they don't have a car. The role that we're playing to get them on their meds, make sure they comply, keep them out of the hospital, you know, monitor lab values, work hand in hand with the providers. It's just all what we were, you know, taught in pharmacy school.
The 340B drug discount program has grown exponentially since its inception almost 30 years ago. 340B providers increased purchases of discounted drugs from $4 billion in 2009 to $38 billion in 2020. That's five times faster than the overall growth rate of U.S. drug sales. That's partly because the Affordable Care Act, passed in 2010, expanded the program in several ways. First, it expanded eligibility to allow more types of hospitals to participate, like critical access hospitals and standalone cancer hospitals. And the ACA expanded the Medicaid population. Hospitals that treat a certain amount of Medicaid patients qualify for these discounts. So, as more people gained Medicaid coverage, more medical facilities became eligible. And lastly, a big driver of the growth was that the ACA also allowed 340B hospitals to contract with multiple pharmacies. The program has had wide-ranging effects across the entire healthcare system. 340B is even cited as a driver for hospital acquisitions of physician groups, including oncology practices. As the program has grown, lawmakers have become concerned it has moved beyond its original intent. As part of President Trump's efforts to lower prescription drug prices and increase healthcare price transparency, he targeted the 340B program. In 2018, as part of the outpatient payment rule, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services cut reimbursements for Medicare Part B drugs. Outpatient drugs administered in hospital outpatient departments or physicians' offices by 28%. The agency said this would help lower seniors' out-of-pocket costs for these drugs. These cuts, which have been ongoing for 4 years, have been a big hit to hospitals who rely on the 340B program. For some hospitals, the profits from 340B have become essential. Here's Kerr with Bay State Health.
We need the program. You know, we need the discounts. Dramatic cuts in reimbursement really affect the program in general. What's widely misunderstood and underrepresented is, you know, the disproportionate share hospitals in most cases are giving away tens of millions of dollars in uncompensated and charity care.
Hospitals are not required to report how the profits from participating in the 340B program are used. One study found in 2016, 340B profits from Medicare were actually quite a small part of average hospitals' operating budgets, about 0.3% on average, whereas they represented a substantial amount of uncompensated care costs, about 9.5%. Kerr says if the 340B cuts continue, Bay State may have to make cuts to some other programs.
Any of our clinical pharmacists slash outreach programs, whether it be, you know, mobile vans that are doing COVID vaccines, that's all at risk. I mean, our outreach programs, the embedded liaisons, we're doing work, you know, face to face with diabetes patients and also HIV patients in some of our clinics. Anything involving pharmacy services, you know, is really at risk if this continues.
But not all hospitals are worse off. Some hospitals are actually benefiting from this new payment policy. I know that sounds counterintuitive from everything I've said in this story up until now, but here's why. The savings that Medicare gets from these lower reimbursements are redistributed to all hospitals through increases to other Part B payments to hospitals. According to an Avalier analysis, an estimated $1.6 billion in savings from this policy in 2018 meant a 3.2% pay bump to most hospitals for non-drug care. An estimated 80%, especially rural hospitals and non-340B hospitals, are actually seeing a net benefit. But there are still 20% of hospitals that have such large 340B programs that the increase in outpatient payment rates isn't making up for the losses. These hospitals are driving a case brought by the American Hospital Association challenging the law, arguing that Medicare is singling out 340B entities for lower reimbursement and doesn't have the authority to do that. The Supreme Court heard oral arguments in November and is expected to issue a ruling sometime this summer. Another important group of people benefiting from these reimbursement cuts are Medicare patients using these drugs, because their out-of-pocket costs are 20% of the reimbursement price. So, with the lower price, patients are paying lower copays. Now, the second threat to those outpatient drug discounts. Several drug manufacturers have limited discounts to the pharmacies that hospitals contract with to dispense these drugs. This part of the program has also ballooned. There are now more than 30,000 contract pharmacies, the majority of which are through big retail chains like CVS and Walgreens that are a part of the 340B program, up from just a few thousand in 2010. The six manufacturers, including Eli Lilly, AstraZeneca, and Novartis, say these discounts aren't benefiting patients, rather the pharmacies. The government has told manufacturers they're obligated to offer these discounts to the 340B hospitals. Manufacturers have taken the issue to court, and earlier this month, the drug makers got somewhat of a favorable ruling from a federal judge, saying the government's actions to force them to provide medications at a discount were invalid. But it still leaves the door open for a different kind of enforcement. The stakes are really high. In court documents, Sanofi and Novo Nordisk said prior to the restrictions, they were selling $10.5 million in 340B-priced drugs a month. After they started restricting the sales, they sold $2.9 million in 340B-priced drugs a month. For 340B hospitals and other providers, that translates to about $3.2 billion in losses a year. With so much money at stake, Kerr says this is hardly the end of the litigation about the 340B program.
This will be in the courts for a very long time. Well, the value of the program is so broad and deep. And if you're going to take two chunks of it, like the manufacturer discounts in the contract pharmacy and then the reimbursement at the infusions, you know, and our internally, it's just like another blow to the program, which, you know, we rely on so dramatically here. It's painful for us. We don't see an end in sight, but, you know, the battle wages on.
That was Gary Kerr, Chief Pharmacy Officer at Bay State Health in Springfield, Massachusetts, and President of the Hospital-Owned Specialty Pharmacy Alliance. Thanks for listening to GIST Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olkin. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on gisthealthcare.com. GIST Healthcare Daily is an independent production of GIST Healthcare.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.